I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, I was trying to remember the name of a fish out there. It's a member of the, it's the same kind that gives us those snapping kind of funny looking little fish out there that are actually pretty good to eat, but I can't remember the name of them. Anyway, maybe you know, and you would tell me. Anyway, We talk about all that stuff, and it's great to do so because we have so much of it here. It's a very rich area of the world. We're so lucky to have all of this. Our number is 260-6368. Here is my request for you. I really mean this. Please don't just poof it off. It really will make a big difference. Call me on the air. You don't need to have anything to bring up. You don't need to have a question. You don't need to have a comment. All you need to do is call me, and we will wind up having a conversation for a couple of minutes about food, about restaurants, about places you've been lately, whatever. You can start right in on that if you want to, but if you don't want to, you can just, you know, you and I can have a back and forth and see how it goes, see what we wind up talking about. I know it sounds peculiar, but believe me, we've been, this last hour we had 5 callers, which is a lot for us. You know, this time of year, everybody's in their cars on their way, bringing their kids home from school and coming home from work and trying to watch the traffic and everything so you don't get run over by it. That's that's one of the reasons we do that, is to try to get a little more action on the phones here. But we would love to hear from you one way or the other. And again, I tell you, you do not need to know anything particularly interesting to talk about. You don't have to have a topic to bring up. All you have to do is call us, and you will be amazed at how easy it is to have a conversation with a total stranger. I've found that to be lots of fun, actually. It's the way it usually plays out with me. 260-6368. Can you remember that? It's not the easiest in the world to remember. 260-MENU is another way of getting there, and that does work, and it really gets the job done. 260-MENU, M-E-N-U, which comes out 260-6368. So call us, would you? As I mentioned earlier, if we have nobody calling, nobody will call. If we have somebody who's talking to me, somebody else will call, and if that goes through one more time, we'll have like 4 people and nothing at all, and we'll have a lot of interesting information scattered around here. We'll have a laugh or two. That's what it's all about. We're just doing it for amusement. Call us, 260-6368. That's the only hard part is calling me. And trust me, I'm not going to make you look like an idiot. I'm not going to make you anything less than happy that you called us. I promise you that. 260-6368. It costs you nothing, and it lets us cover the scene. Johnny's on the phone. Oh, well, let's talk. Johnny, welcome to the food show.
Hi, Tom. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. We just learned a few minutes ago that today is National Battery Day, and I thought we would take an informal, poll here to see which is your favorite battery. Is it, you know, like a double A, or is it in one of those jobs that you put in a lantern? What's your favorite?
I like rechargeable batteries myself.
Oh, me too. Hey, you know what I've got? I like them so much that I've bought about 5 of them. I have flashlights that recharge themselves from sunlight.
Wow.
And I just put them,
That's pretty good. Put them
in the window, and I just let them sit there all day, and I've never had one of them go out on me, and out here in the middle of nowhere, we need a flashlight more often than the average person does. And it's really great. They sell for about $10.
That's cool.
Walgreens has them.
Okay.
Yeah. Who would have guessed?
I was, calling about an oddity that I found on a few of my favorite North Shore restaurants that maybe it's the nouveau thing to do. I just thought it was a bit strange.
Oh, let's hear it.
Some restaurants are charging you now to use your credit card.
Oh, you can put that to an end. I'll tell you how. Call the credit card company. The end. Because they're not supposed to do that.
Well, now, I realize that, but what I thought was strange was I'm in business. I know what my credit card cost is for running my cards.
Yeah.
And they're about double what my credit card cost is for a regular credit card and everything. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was just – and it just upset me because – you know, I don't mind because on a $100 bill, you know, what's an extra $2 or so? But when they charge in, you know, $5 or $6, I realize, wow, they're charging like 5% to use your credit card.
Yeah, that's if you ever run into that, whatever credit card company it is that issues it, you know, MasterCard or whatever, get in touch with them and tell them this happened to me at this place, and it will be remedied because that's again totally against the rules.
Wow. Yeah, it just I just thought it was a strange practice by the business, you know.
And, well, it's not as strange as it is heinous, I would say.
Well, true. Yeah.
No, you know,
but
there's something
I love the restaurant. I'm still going to go there, and there are signs up on every table there that they do this. I just thought it was a bit weird.
It is weird. And you know what I can't figure out is we are now down to something like three, and I'm not even sure it's that many anymore, three restaurants in the whole city that would not take a credit card at all. And they would always say, well, we don't need it. We put in the ATM. They say, yeah, but ATMs charge you a lot of money, too.
True.
What do they think they're doing, you know, with their customers there? I mean, do they give a damn about their customers? You know, because nobody else in the business except those three places does that.
Wow!
I see that, that's like two or three stars off the restaurant because that just says we don't give a damn about you. Just bring in the money, you know.
You know, and the other strange thing was my entree came with a salad. And I wanted blue cheese dressing, but that was a dollar upcharge. I don't really care about the dollar. I want blue cheese dressing, but just up your prices a little bit to cover your cost.
That's ridiculous. Don't tell me the name of that place. You are talking about a restaurant run by somebody who does not understand the restaurant customer relationship. That's awful.
I know.
Oh, well.
It's a shame. But like I said, I've run into it twice, and I just, man, this is just really strange. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a gas station. I don't know if they're still doing it, but there was a gas station on Causeway Boulevard that had that going on. If you paid with cash, they'd give you a discount.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Right.
So, like I said, I didn't know if it was a nouveau thing to do in the restaurant industry, but I just thought it was a bit strange.
Yeah, I would call it a sleazeball thing to do is about what it is. I can't figure it out.
All righty. Well, thank you, sir.
See ya. It's The Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. It's great to be here with you talking about the food scene around town. We're happy to talk about any aspect of that at all. As you just saw right there, that was only about halfway about food. It was about what you have to go through to get it. You know, this is something else that's been coming up lately. You surely have noticed that a lot of restaurants are moving over or installing these services where you just call the restaurant and you say, I want this and this and this off the menu, and there's usually a little catalog that says what's available. And then they deliver it to you. But the delivery cost, to which share is usually added a tip, is such that I not that I needed a reason to dislike the idea to begin with, but gave me a little more ammunition. I don't know why. If you're going out to eat, stay out. I mean, this is one of the joys of restaurants, is being able to go out. I think, anyway, I mean, I know, you know, once in a while you want a pizza, and, you know, that's different. But now you have restaurants that are, you know, everything on their menu, you can get it delivered to you, and with the appropriate prices. And I just don't, I think that's a rotten deal. I can understand why they do it. I don't think it's, it makes sense because the people doing it are, you know, are making a fair amount of profit on it, and that's all right. I don't have a problem with that. It's just such a, it takes down the whole experience to me. Well, anyway, we'd love to hear from you about that or anything else on your mind. And if you don't have anything else on your mind, you're the person I've been looking for, because what we want to know from you is where you have been eating, where you're thinking of eating, and all of that. But you don't have to give me all that info. All you need to do is call me. And once we establish what your name is and what my name is, then we're just going to start yakking about who knows what. And that's what I'm after. I'm here to fill up our airtime with interesting conversation. So call me. That's all we need. I mean, it's just, that's the only problem. Although we're doing pretty well this hour. We have three already. 260-6368.
Let's talk about the delivery thing here. Okay.
Let's talk about the delivery thing.
It used to be a long time ago where you had neighborhood grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
And what you could do is you could call in, say, I want this, and this, mm-hmm. and it would be delivered to you. The delivery, mm-hmm. we had the delivery boy who would deliver it to you. We had milk that would come to your house where the milkman would come
around. I remember that. They would come in the bottles. They were deposit bottles. You had to return
exactly.
them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Or and eggs and things like that could be delivered to your house. Well, with the advent of the supermarket, that went away. That's gone. Now it's coming back again, mainly because people are working really ridiculous hours. And we don't have time to go out and do this thing on a day, you know, when they need it. So here comes Uber. We'll mm-hmm. deliver it to you. It's going to cost you a little bit, but, hey, we'll bring it right to your house.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's perfectly legitimate, and why not? But anyway, the way that I like your analogy with the little grocery stores, because that when we went from little neighborhood grocery stores to supermarkets, we really ripped out something in the basement of our culture. And just if I could throw one in here, when I was growing up living in the Treme section on the corner of Ursuline and Marais, we had a little grocery store right across the street. I mean, immediately across the street. It was called Mule's, M-U-L-E apostrophe S. It looked like mules, but it was Mule's. And they had meat. The guy was a butcher, and he had bread and all fresh vegetables and everything. And my mother would just go over there and say, I want this, and this is what I want tomorrow. And he would get it for her, and she'd walk in, and there it was, and everything was nice and fresh, the good old days. I'm sorry, who did you say was there?
Dave,
welcome to the food show.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for calling.
You know what Battery Day really is in New Orleans?
Tell me.
The first day of hurricane. The first day of hurricane. That's... So
you're dead right.
Yeah, they're off a few months. And also Bottled Water Day, which is probably exactly the same day, is also Battery Day. Mm-hmm. But the what I heard, that's immediately what I thought of. And you know, it's like, okay, when does everybody buy batteries? And, you know, the big, huge packs is June 1st. But my grandmother and grandfather had a grocery store right outside of the French Quarter, I think it was on Zaga Street, right off of Franklin Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called Franco's. And I never got to experience it because my grandfather passed away the year I was born in 1957. And, you know, obviously they had closed it by then. And but I wish I had, because what a thing that must have been, you know, to be able to grow up and have, you know, parents who had a that type of, the kind of store you're talking about, that kind of grocery store, you know.
And, but, you know, a lot of people now get it delivered because sometimes you don't have a car. And back in those days, not everybody had a car. We didn't have a car.
No. My grandmother never drove. She never had a driver's license, and he did, but only because he had to.
No, but not, mine was the opposite. My dad never drove ever in his life.
Well, to this day, I remember having relatives who lived on Dauphine Street.
And you call that living?
And they lived right down the street from the St. Louis Cathedral. And they never had cars. They never had driver's licenses. They all worked in the French Quarter and walked to work. And all their friends did this. And this is in the 60s and the early 70s. This was not that long ago. And it was just a typical thing that, we didn't need a car for. You know, they tried to move to Elysian Fields. And they lasted 6 months, and then they moved back into the French Quarter because they hated being that far away from the French Quarter. You know?
I could see that.
Yeah, it's like living across a lake or something nowadays. But I attended I live in North Carolina in Asheville, and I attended a Cajun cook-off yesterday in Asheville,
really?
North Carolina.
That's
unusual. There's a gentleman who is actually from Thibodaux who entered it. And he cooked a big thing of jambalaya, which is about as real as it gets. He, you know, it was real stuff. And he came in third place in the cook-off. And I'm kicking myself because I ate all of the different foods they had there. And I can't think of anything that was anywhere near what Cajun food is like other than his. And I don't know who the judges were or what the point. It was just odd that what they think Cajun food is and what New Orleans food is up here. And what it really is, so it was kind of disappointing. But
because it's two different places, and when you move from point A to point B, you get the different flavors.
The people that loved it, they loved the food. They loved, you know, there were a lot of folks from Louisiana at this thing, and I didn't hear a lot of complaints about it. It just to me was like, they just. You know, it was just odd, you know, what they think passes for Louisiana cooking, you know, other than Fred, who had he has a catering business here, and he did pretty well. But I thought, you know, the rest of it was, there was a Spanish dish that was good, but it was nothing like Cajun food, you know. But anyway, it was odd.
It's not dumping, several tablespoons of Tabasco over everything. That has its moments, but that's not what it's about. Even professional chefs these days, I'm always finding myself in one of them. I just did last week. I went to this place, Galliano's, which I thought was pretty good, but the pepper levels, and I like a peppery kind of a dish. It was off the charts. You know, just a little too much.
Well, and I tell people up here that all the time, that Louisiana cooking is not about pepper.
Yeah,
you know, in fact,
right.
It's actually the opposite. But and they put bottles of hot sauce on the table for a reason, because the food is probably going to be pretty mild, and they leave it up to you to figure it out. So, anyway, there you go.
Well, thank you very much for stopping in. Nice
and
hearing
happy
from
you.
This is The Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice, and a guy named Tommy is here. Oh, good. Welcome to The Food Show, Tommy. This is Tommy.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm the same old guy. You know.
Hey, Tom, I got a restaurant report, but first I got a story for you.
Oh, good. We could sure use one.
Yeah, it seems that there was a liars contest, and the first prize would go to...
It's a wonder I wasn't there.
Yeah, the first prize would go to the person with the biggest tall tale. And so all these people got up, and they told these elaborate stories, story after story after story. Until this one guy, the last guy, came up and he said, at home, I have 5 sons and 5 flashlights, and they all work.
That stopped me in my tracks.
Well, he won the contest hands down. Tom, we on Valentine's night over here in the Perdido, Orange Beach area, we went to Fisher's at the Orange Beach Marina.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of friends over here who've been, and we've gotten mixed reviews, but we had an exceptionally good dinner on Valentine's night. It's not one of the cheaper restaurants over here, but it was a splurge night, and a white tablecloth, nice atmosphere, exceptionally good and good-looking waitress, and the food was exceptionally good. I had a pork shank that was bigger than a softball, and just so tender, falling off the bone. Sandy had a grilled grouper that she said was excellent. We started out with your suggestion. We had French fries for an appetizer.
You too, huh?
Yeah, they go well with everything. So
they sure do.
Anyway, we just had an excellent experience. The venue has been a bunch of different places. It's probably been Fisher's for the last couple of years. And as I said, my friends over here who don't mind spending a lot of money for a dinner out have given it mixed reviews, so we have been kind of reluctant to go. But this was, as I said, a splurge night. And we had an excellent meal there. The owner owns the Fisher's upstairs, which is the white tablecloth menu location. And then he has Fisher's Dockside, I think, which is down below the upstairs, which is a more casual, family-oriented place. And I actually talked to the manager that night about whether she was upset on Valentine's Day, because you tell me, Russ, that restaurateurs hate Valentine's Day because all the four tops become deuces. And she said, no, they didn't mind at all, that they had a nice turnout that night. And most of the tops were deuces, a couple of four tops, but most of them were couples. So anyway, yeah. Just thought I'd give you that report.
Well, good. Yeah, I mean, we never get enough reports from the Gulf Coast, although a friend of a friend of a friend has this thing going up that maybe sometime this spring we're going to spend a couple of weeks over there on the Gulf Coast and dig into some of the restaurants there. Because people ask me about it all the time, but I don't know what to say because I never get there.
Well, email me or call me, and I'll take you and show you around. We've been over here for 18 years, so we've watched a lot change. And
a lifer.
So we've got some places that we really recommend, and I got some places I'll steer you away from.
Well, good. That's certainly my role in all of this. Well, thanks for all the...
I think you know my email address. You can just email me when you come over, and we'll get together.
All right. We will.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Good hearing from you. Thank you. There he goes. That's Tommy the Gourmet 747, retired 747 pilot. I'm sorry, who did you say was there? Steve, welcome to the food show.
Hey, Tom.
Hi there. Come on in.
You were complaining about convenience a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I hate convenience. Don't you?
You do. You really do. I mean, that's what I'm laughing about, the delivery of... You know, groceries, you can have them delivered now, food. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you want it, it's there. If you want to go to the restaurant, it's there. And I'll give you a real prime example of convenience that a friend of mine and I were laughing about the other day. You know, I'm in the music business. My grandfather had zero records. None. Probably listened to the radio a little bit. They didn't have much music back in the 20s and 30s that you could listen to.
Well, that's true.
My father and mom had probably 50 albums when my dad passed away. I have 500 CDs that I hardly ever use anymore because I have Amazon Unlimited. I have 50 million songs that all I have to do is tell my machine to play them. Just say the word, and they play them. That's convenience. You know, it's like it's the same with the food. Most places now have these the waiter app or this other. You're paying 15% to these guys to go pick it up, bring it to your house. If that's what you want to do, do it. If you want to go eat at a restaurant, that's fine too. My wife and I do both, but a lot of times we will have it delivered here. A lot of times it's, you know, still too hot to eat because they do have packaging for it. So it's just, you know, you're wanting to stop the future and you can't do it.
Oh, no, I know that. I know there's nothing I can do to keep that from happening, but it still takes something away from it. It's nothing to worry about, though, because if you get the idea that restaurants are suffering as a result of this, that they're having
they're
a lot of
better.
Their business, if anything, they're doing better, right? Who knows why, but it does
well,
seem to be the case.
Well, because I don't have to get dressed, and, you know, if I want
there's another problem, you people that never want to get dressed. I'm wearing a jacket and tie right now, and I'm just sitting here in a book in a room in my office at the Coolwater Ranch.
Yeah, you know? And that's, you know, the other thing.
But
most
I knew
people...
I'd be talking to you today, so you knew I wasn't going to just, you know, sit here wearing.
Right. So, yeah, well, let me get – I got another call coming in. Talk to you soon.
See ya. Bye. It's the food show. Actually, I don't care that much about that. I do think that – there are certain things I would never even dream of trying to send on a delivery. One of them is things like anything fried. You know, like fried seafood. Fried seafood just doesn't travel. It doesn't sit. It doesn't do anything very well. It just gets cold and greasy. So you don't want that. Anyway, but that more and more people. I don't know if I were somebody who was had been offered, hey, I'm gonna take you out to dinner, and instead of it, you know, going out to dinner, you wind up just watching television at home. Oh, what fun is that? Go out. Not enough outness. 260-6368. If you disagree, call me. If you don't disagree, call me anyway. And if you have anything on your mind about food, please share it with us. You know, you might have the idea, a lot of people do, that the restaurants that you go to, the ones that you really, really, really like, you might get the idea that everybody knows about that restaurant because it's so good that, well, how could it be that nobody would else but me know it? The fact is, it isn't well known by all that many people. No restaurant really is. Even the most famous ones, they don't get nearly as much kind of business that just comes from steady customers than anything else. But the you have to kind of slide into this. You have to learn about the restaurant. You have to learn about the food they serve. That's where we come in. We find these things and we put them out so everybody can find them. No sense eating the same old stuff. That's for sure. Talking about eating and restaurants and cooking and wine, I am, with all the enthusiasm I can raise up, I am inviting you to call us on the air, 260-6368, 260-36, wait a minute, let's try again, 260-6368. And when you when we get you on the air, we're just going to start talking about something. We don't know what. It's just like you would run into a friend in the supermarket or something. You don't plan that. You just do it. Well, that's what we do here. So hope to hear from you. We've had a busy show as a result of this. It's really working well. And let's see. Joining us over here on the green phone is Big Al. Big Al. This isn't the Big Al I used to work with back at the Time Saver back in the 60s, are you?
No. That's not me, Tom.
No, okay. Me. Just checking. So, he wasn't big anyway. It was a joke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm calling about Empanada Salads.
Yeah.
Have you been there on a Sunday?
Yeah, for that brunch thing that they do.
Yeah, how is that?
It's good. It's they don't have very many brunchy things on it. They do have a few egg dishes, but if you ask them to, can you make this with some crab meat in it or something, they'll do it. That's no big deal to them. Most of it is their regular menu. The price is good. It's pretty busy, I'll tell you that. If you don't have a reservation, you might not be able to get in. But it's a great-looking place. Have you eaten there at all before?
Yes, I've eaten there many times, but I haven't been to that Sunday brunch thing.
Yeah, it's well worth it. Yeah, definitely worth your time. We would probably go more often than we do, except that it's in Madisonville and we are in Abita Springs, and it's just a little too far sometime. But the substance of it is good. What's that?
It's a three-course brunch.
I think so. I think that's how they work it. It's kind of like what they do at dinner over there, where you get the pasta and you get the salad and then you get the seafood appetizer and then you get the entree and the dessert. They have that. I want to say it's around $35 or something, like somewhere in that neighborhood.
Okay. Yeah. I want to give you a report on Water Street Bistro. We went there. Last Sunday.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something. That gumbo, I'd put that gumbo against anybody's gumbo in the city. I mean, it is excellent. And they come out with that hot French baguette, and to me, I'm in heaven just eating that. So.
Me too. I love it. It used to be everybody did it. Now you have to beat them over the head to get them to do it.
Yeah,
Water Street Bistro, I think, is a really underrated restaurant. Too many people don't even know about it. It's really been very good for a long time.
I agree with that. I got to meet the chef. I went back and met him, I think he does. I've never had a bad dish there.
His
fish dishes are stupendous. I think some of the best in the city.
Yeah.
So,
well, they've got the ocean right outside, so they've got plenty of fish.
That's right. Okay, I just wanted to give you that report, and have a great day.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
See you. It's the food show. The restaurant we were just talking about just then is called the Water Street Bistro. Yeah, and it's you're on Highway 23, Highway 23, and right after you go heading west on that overpass that has the bridge that raises and shuts. Anyway, if you just go past that and you go another two blocks, and they have a view of the river, the Chifuncti River is right outside. And it's a nice old building, an old residence that somebody turned into a restaurant. And it looks great, and the food there is great, too. And good at dinner. And I don't know if they do Sunday brunch or not, but that would be a nice place to do it. It's a very, very sunny kind of, a lot of views of the river and everything. 260-6368. This is the food show. The way we work around here is very simple. Call me. Period, the end. That's all you need to do. Call me, and then right off the bat, within seconds, you and I will be talking about something. But we don't know, neither one of us know what just yet. But it'll just fall into place naturally. And the next thing you know, we're talking about something interesting. And then maybe 2 or 3 minutes after that, we realize we've covered a lot of ground, and it wasn't that great. And that's what I'm after, and that's what I ask you for with more pleading than I can possibly muster up. We could really use you to give us a call. That's all you need to do. Here's the phone number, 260-6368. And tell us anything at all. And if you don't have anything yet, let me ask you something. You know, I'm still talking about those batteries, since today is National Battery Day. You know, there's those funny little batteries that you put in, like, watches and stuff. They're about the size of dimes, except maybe about a third that size. Don't ever let them get anywhere close to a child. And I'm getting serious for a minute here, but just for a second. And that is, if they swallow that, you got a problem. And it's difficult to deal with. So, but I think anybody who is smart enough to listen to this program would already know that. So I excuse me if I overdid it. 260, huh, what? Felix? Oh, our program is sponsored by Felix. Or, if you prefer, Felix's. Or Felix. Whatever it is. The word is interesting, and I alluded to it just a couple of minutes ago. In Latin, in Italian, in Spanish, and probably a couple of other languages, Felix, F-E-L-I-X, means happy. I'm all for things that make you happy. That one will certainly do it for you. They have two locations. One of them is the original that goes back to 1937. It's on Iberville Street between Royal and Bourbon Street. Been there all that time. For a lot of people, it's the first place where they ever ate raw oysters. That's how it served me. I went there once and had a half a dozen oysters on the half shell, raw. It's the first time I'd ever had them. And from that moment on, it's always been a place where I think of when I think of oysters, because they have much more than just raw oysters. They do them a whole bunch of different ways, from the basic grilling of oysters all the way up to Oysters Rockefeller and Bienville. They even have a daily special oyster dish every day. And all of this goes on at their old location, which is it may as well be their new location because it's been there forever and it doesn't show any signs of leaving. But they have a new location in addition to that that's right on the canal there, the New Basin Canal, where the sailboats come in, and it's the marina right there. You have a view of the lake, you have a view of the river, and the way off in the distance, the causeway, and then the sunset and the sunrise. I guess it rises sometimes over there. But anyway, all of that is part of Felix out by the lakefront, and they are open there 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. It's a nice-looking place, and it's a place that used to be Brisby's, in case you don't quite remember. Felix, F-E-L-I-X, or Felix, happy. It's a food show. Quarter to... Oh, boy, this we ran right through. I'm telling you, this crazy new idea of mine is working. I'm amazed. I'm not too good at getting things right the first time. 260-6368. That's all you need to do is call us. And if you find yourself sitting there waiting for something else to happen, you won't have to wait long because I'm going to have something to ask you. And then you'll have something to come back with. And the next thing you know, we've spent 10 or 15 minutes shooting the breeze about everything. Well, if we had that much time, well, we might actually. So what we do need, though, and I really, really appreciate this, if you could give me just a few moments of your time, call me, 260-6368. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm not trying to get you to take a survey or anything. We're just talking like a couple of guys would talk if they were standing in line to go to the post office, you know? So give us a call. We the whole thing collapses if you don't call us. And then, you know, we've been around on this thing for 30 years now. I love telling people that, you know, people who wind up in New Orleans or who are visiting or who I visit wherever I'm going. And I tell them that this program, all we do is talk about food and restaurants and everything, and we've been doing it for 30 years. Nobody believes it. Because they don't have anything like that anywhere but here. We're real proud of that. And we're as proud of that as we are of, you can take your pick of a whole lot of things to be proud of around New Orleans. Today I wrote an article about how the food scene has been growing and getting more varied on the North Shore lately. But also, actually, I'm writing that one too, but I have another one that's about how things are going in the downtown and warehouse area. And we have just such a tremendous increase in the number of restaurants around there. It's really interesting to get through all of that. 260-6368. I'm waiting for you to call. That's what we want. That's all we want. Just call me. Won't cost you anything. We'd love to hear from you about anything at all or nothing at all. If you call me and you say, I don't really have anything to say, I'll throw something at you and then you'll be glad I brought it up. Stephen, welcome to the food show.
Hello. What am I going to talk about?
What are you going to talk about? Well, we were trying to cover that battery thing a little while ago. I'm not so sure. I know what's,
not
what's
much
your
on
favorite
batteries.
Battery?
Huh? Not much on batteries.
Well, I mean, you need them when you need them, but when you don't need them, you usually don't get them either, and that's why I always say, we always are looking. Yeah. Okay. What do you want? A salad or the soup?
Soup.
Okay.
Because most salads are made of
greens.
Iceberg lettuce, and that doesn't have much taste, as far as I'm concerned.
And you say you want the blue cheese on top?
Oh no, not definitely. No? I don't like blue cheese.
No blue cheese. We had a guy call us a little while ago who said that he went into a restaurant and they charged extra for blue cheese. Now that blows, don't you think?
I've seen that.
You've seen that?
Blue cheese, as a former restaurateur, blue cheese is generally more expensive.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's true.
We also were probably making our blue cheese rather than getting it out of a bottle.
Oh, that is really hard to do. Oh, you mean making the dressing maybe, but making
the dressing, yeah.
Making the cheese itself requires a year because you have to bury it and then it ferments.
Yeah.
But that's a whole nother story.
Okay, did the chocolate make out all right for Valentine's Day? She's happy with it.
The chocolate on Valentine's Day? Yeah, I think we did okay with that. I haven't been getting any flack about anything lately, except from my daughter. My daughter just scored an unbelievable customer for whom she can do wedding cakes.
Oh, good.
Which she's very good at doing. So But I can't tell you any more of the details. But there's somebody who is getting a birthday cake from her, and I can't wait to see this party.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, talk to you tomorrow.
Now you want a slice of? Do you want a slice of birthday cake or do you want a slice of cornbread?
Cornbread, as long as it's got a little sugar in it, just a little bit, not a lot.
Right, well, I'll make sure.
Okay.
All right. See you later.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
It's the food show. This is Tom Fitzmaurice. How much more time do we have here? About 3 minutes? Yeah. Well, we can get a lot done in 3 minutes. 260-6368. 260-6368. If you call right now, and you'll get right in. I don't know if you're aware of this, but every day, most of what you hear me talk about on the air either starts on my website or it winds up there. And if you heard something like a recipe or something that sounds interesting, but you just couldn't copy it down fast enough, there are several ways you can do this. One way is to go to my website, nomenu.com, nomenu.com. You can send me an email. In fact, I encourage that for those people who have something to ask or something to tell about the food scene, but they don't do it because they're a little shy about going on the air. I understand that. A lot of people feel that way. No big deal, though. Send me an email message to tom@nomenu.com. I will answer your letter. I might not answer it immediately, though, so don't ask me about where to go to dinner tonight because between now and then there isn't enough time for me to even get to the phone. You know, all of these are the services that we perform for you, our wonderful listeners. And I'm telling you, as crazy as this sounds, this new idea for getting people to call us, that has been working. This has been bringing in quite a few people. Go figure. You never know what's going to happen, so it's worth trying everything that even looks like it has a shot. 260-6368. We have a couple of minutes left here. We don't have a couple of minutes? Oh, you need a break? Well, let's see. What are the other options? a minute and a half. Should I do something about that? I guess not. 260-6368. Call right now. You'll get right in. We'd love to hear from you. Let's see. I have some people ask me about this early in the week, and here it is early in the week, so I have the answer for you early in the week, too. Our show that goes on the air on WWL, the Big 870, on Saturdays and Sundays. This past weekend, I was there for both, and the weekend before that, I was there for both. But this coming weekend, I'm not going to be on the air for either one of them. No, nothing sinister about that. It's just the way the schedules came out. So if you ever need to know anything, send me an email, tom@nomenu.com. Have a good dinner tonight. Remember, you have to keep enjoying red beans until the day you die, because it's what keeps you alive, red beans. Don't forget. Have a good dinner tonight, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow here on The Food Show on 105.3 FM HD2, Kenner, New Orleans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.